Welcome back to Uprising. I'm Sonali Kohatkar. The Iranian ambassador's residence in Libya's capital, Tripoli, was attacked earlier this week by militant soldiers claiming allegiance to the Islamic State. The house was attacked by a rocket strike and came just 2 days after reports emerged that ISIS killed 40 people in a double suicide bombing in the eastern part of the country. And ISIS beheaded a number of Coptic Christians from Egypt around at the same time. The incidents now mark Libya as another prime site from which ISIS is operating, in addition to northern Iraq and Syria. Among the consequences of the growing instability in Libya is the mass exodus of thousands of Egyptian migrants. Nearly 15,000 Egyptians have reportedly crossed a shared border between Egypt and Libya back into their home country. Some people were even being airlifted out. Airstrikes by the Egyptian and Libyan governments have targeted ISIS positions in recent days. Meanwhile, newly confirmed Defense Secretary Ashton Carter held talks in Kuwait and Afghanistan yesterday with top-level officials about the ISIS war. His goal, according to an official speaking anonymously to AFP, was, quote, to better understand the challenge posed by the jihadists and the range of efforts aimed at defeating them. My guest is Matthew Ho, Senior Fellow at the Center for International Policy, former Director of the Afghanistan Study Group, also former U.S. Marine and State Department official who resigned in protest from his position in Afghanistan in 2009. Welcome to Uprising, Matthew.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, and thanks so much for joining us. Now, Libya had already been racked by violence and instability in the aftermath of the NATO intervention that ousted Colonel Gaddafi. And I'm wondering if you can trace a line between that and what we're seeing today with ISIS. Does the ISIS insurgency only sort of add an extra layer of instability to this broken country, or has it sort of emerged from the instability that the NATO intervention created?
Thanks for having me on, Sonali. And it's part and parcel to what we see throughout these conflicts. And really, if you study warfare, if you look back at the history of war, you see as the wars continue, as a cycle of violence or hate or revenge perpetuates, extremist groups grow in strength, extremist groups grow in adherence, extremist groups grow in allegiance. And so certainly it should be of no surprise that we now see this successful extremist group, the Islamic State, its successes in Iraq and Syria being duplicated in other places like Libya, and also there are reports of its emergence in Afghanistan. But this certainly is the result of the destabilization wracked by the civil war in Libya. And the West has a lot to bear in terms of responsibility, as we chose rather to find a solution, find some way for peace. We chose rather to exasperate that violence. And this is the consequences of our military campaign in Libya.